up, everybody? We're back. Rise like Phoenix, if you can't tell. My voice is shot. That's why we weren't here last week. Plus, I had a son. So, congratulations to me. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
New gamer.
So, here's the thing. I'm with Giant Shock and Max Barracuda, like always. And last week, I said I was going to come out with a clip show by myself. Obviously, that didn't happen. I lost my voice on top of the kid, and I couldn't intro anything. But I have all these clips, so I said, screw it. Why not invite the fellas to reminisce in the old show? I wanted to bring this out because we never really gave our old show, A-Squad, a proper goodbye. We had, what, over 100 episodes?
Thousand, man.
Thousands of episodes, and
like
no
decades of content.
No end. No end, and I want people to know that, like it says... in this future, you can't forget your past. I'm pretty sure that's from the Bible or something.
Some Paul Abdul, right?
Right.
Like two steps forward, one step.
No, I think it's in the
Book
back.
Of Paul.
I think it's in the back.
Chapter 12, verse 22.
The Scat Cat, remember him?
So anyway, I wanted to throw that out there. We have had a long, strange journey. I wanted to share it with you guys. Now, I think this clip, I forget how I labeled these. I was in and out of the hospital. I think this clip is the one of... our first episode of A-Squad.
Just me and you?
Yeah, when was that? 2013?
2013, January. Or,
yeah. 4 years ago. God bless us.
Hey, everyone. We are the A-Squad. We're a new and exciting podcast dealing with the ever-emerging gaming culture we find ourselves in. I am Rise Like Phoenix, and joining with me is
my
co-host.
Giant Shock, man. How you doing?
I sound way more prominent. What's the deal with that?
I don't want to die, though.
You had the better mic.
That goes that far. I had a better mic at that point?
Yeah. He's not dead in the new one anyway. Sweet.
All right, I'm back again.
Our goal is to expand and inform the gaming community without boring the hell out of them.
We'll try.
Still corny jokes.
We're failing, man. We were failing back then, man.
Review games and generally have a good time.
We hope so. Let's go into it, man. You ready?
Let's do it. We're going to start off with the news. So here's the news.
Damn, that's corny.
Requested by you.
So,
you know what would be awesome, Brian, if
I brought that clip
in to
show
the news, but that
not only do we evolve as podcasters, but we our show evolved. So we did evolve into something that was a little more fun, and then this recent
you learned how to talk into a mic.
This recent incarnation that we call VG Times 3 is fun, but I don't feel it's as fun as the old show. I think we're gonna go back to the old show a little more, and by that I mean we had a lot more wacky shit. You know, when we originally shut down A-Squad and brought up VG Times 3, I had the hopes that we were going to have, like, a blog and a website and t-shirts and a brick-and-mortar store that sold pizzas and played video games. There was a lot of high hopes.
A lot of talk.
A lot of dreams. Mm-hmm. None of it happened, but we did come back. So I'd like
to
bring
a bulldog this time.
We got a bulldog, and for some reason you saw fit to bring a Kong chew toy that bounces all over the fucking floor. That's cool. That's all right, I guess. So one of the things that we used to do that I used to love, I used to intro the show every week as something else, and I wouldn't tell you guys what it was. I started it on April 1st, I think, 2014, and I kept on doing it every week.
I actually kind of miss that.
I do miss that, too. I brought a clip of that. Where is that? All right, so here are a couple of my favorite ones that we did, including the first one. I think the first one I do on this clip is the first one, but I can't remember. There we go.
Hey, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to Boss Chat, where we delve into the psychological undertones of America's favorite sitcom, Who's the Boss? Tonight, we're going to be going over the complex interdependent relationship between Angela and Mona and what happened to it with the introduction of Samantha into the house. Giant Shock, what do you think about that?
I'm completely confused.
Right. Let's talk about video games. Fuck it. Hey, everybody, this is Gavin Balgum, the only podcast dedicated to America's favorite semi-candy. Tonight we'll be going over the medical ailment known as Chewer's Jaw. The 2013 Spearmints are out this month, and what Wrigley's going to have to do to get back on top of the game.
Finally.
I'm here with Max Barracuda and Giant Shock, as always. And how do you guys feel about the 13 experiments? You think they've...
At what point did they stop charging 25 cents per five-pack? Yeah.
Yeah. The state of the industry is just a garbage.
What happened to Zebra Gum? Hey, everybody. Welcome to Cookie Bake, where we discuss how to make your own homemade cookies. Today, we'll be going over tag-alongs from the Girl Scout. They're a popular one. They got coconut, caramel. Anyone else remember what they have in there?
A little bit of that marshmallow stuffing stuff.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember their cookies.
I prefer Samoas.
You're going to want fresh coconut. Oh, I was talking about Samoas. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
fuck
like
away, squad. Everybody, welcome to HGTV's Rose Grows for Beginners. I'm Rose Like Phoenix, and today we're going to be discussing removing your interior petals without clearing your spiral.
Fuck do you mean?
What? Oh, no, it's A-Squad. It's a video game podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome back.
I didn't even know that.
Everyone, I'd like to welcome you to Fashion Intervention with Rise Like Phoenix. With me, as always, is my two best stylist friends, Giant Shock.
Looking dapper today, Dan.
And Max Barracuda.
Good to be here, looking sharp.
Now, today's intervention is going to be someone close and personal to us. Giant Shock, I want you to know you're in a safe place right now. You're surrounded by friends. I just have to let you know the fedoras that happened last summer, they're not happening this summer again. I'm sorry.
Bro, Jason Mraz would never steer me wrong.
Like, no, they're just not hot this summer. I know you got a couple. They look good last summer.
Move on to a Kangol.
We all have stories here how your fedoras have affected us.
I retired my Kangols after Biggie died.
Welcome to Remember I Remember That Shit
problem?
Podcast.
You did.
I'm your guide down memory lane, Rise Like Phoenix, and with me is, as always, Giant Shock and Mr. Max Barracuda.
Yo, ready to remember.
You guys ready to reminisce?
Take us down memory lane.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
For the first time we use this
monster
trick,
in my pocket.
Yeah. Remember that shit.
I remember that shit.
Razzles.
I remember that shit.
Fastball, the band.
I remember the way I remember that shit.
Nice. That's what I was going for. When we were a video game podcast.
Oh, I definitely remember that shit.
I don't remember that.
We're still a video. Everyone, and welcome to the Painted Black Podcast. I'm your host, Pete Berg, and with me is Brian and Lou.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Son of a bitch.
No, it sounds like Phoenix. This is A-Squad.
That was actually ingenious.
I'm sitting right here.
Hey, everybody. It's A-Squad. We're here on April 1st, April Fool's Day. So normally I like to introduce this as another podcast, but now I figured for April Fool's Day I would be sincere. Thanks for joining us.
Nice. That's actually an appropriate thing considering you introduce us as like a fake show every time.
I know. Yeah. I know.
To be like, just regular.
Mm-hmm. It's a nuanced approach. I like it.
Very meta.
Yeah, we're here again. Joining us as a regular, pretty much now. Max Barracuda.
How long were you not on the actual show? Anymore.
We know.
You heard regular.
Yes. Yeah, right. There you go.
I bypassed the M&M.
We'll get you the smoking jacket for the club.
Sweet. I'm not a fez.
Like, not even.
Yeah, that last clip was the first time that Max became a regular.
We did that pretty much as me and you for how long?
Probably like 4 months, maybe.
It was 4 months? Was
we
that
had long? Other people on the show.
No, I get that, but like the main two, like you were always the host.
Player one and player two, yeah. That was us.
I guessed it a few times before.
You were in that whole stretch, so when it was finally like, well, I'm a regular.
He was like the Andy Richter of the A-Squad at that time, until he got his own show.
Good old. You should change your name tag to Max Barracuda to Andy Richter of A-Squad.
Only if he's Rose Like Phoenix from now on.
I liked Rose Like Phoenix. I actually did some research about Queer and the Spirals and whatnot for that. No, it's
no
like,
wonder
I watched
you stopped
episode
that shit.
Of King of the Hill. Anyway.
You love that show. That show is so garbage.
That show is so awesome. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I wasn't sure what we were going to do for this episode, especially with my voice like this. I figured maybe we peppered in some new stuff to keep people interested. What are you playing this week, Giant Shock?
UFC, just the new UFC 2 game. It's awesome. It's super realistic. I actually, my friend said I should tweet the conversation to EA, but I put one of the knockouts I showed you guys up on my other chat.
No, you just keep showing me the same knockout.
It's only two different ones. There's a Rousey one.
And the Rousey one.
No, and before that, the fucking Uriah Hall. kicks a guy's face off.
Oh, that was weeks ago. That was like last week.
Yeah.
I was busy.
Anyway, I show him the Holly Holmes kicking out Ronda Rousey, and my friend's like, "Oh my god, is this on right now?" And I'm like, "It's fucking 12:30 on a month, on a Wednesday, guys. This is a video game too, dummy." And
also it'd be recording anyway. You can watch it whenever the fuck you want.
Yeah. So
who is this dumbass?
This guy Cheese, but. But anyway, it's that's how long way to say the graphics are that good where my friend was tricked into thinking that was real.
I saw the clip you're talking about. It is the back of the head, the foot. So, I mean, like, I could see where you would be confused. The graphics are fantastic on UFC. I didn't like their first game. It was a little clunky. Is it clunky still?
Not when you get the hang of it. The submissions are impossible. They might as well just not have them in the game. They'll get you killed using all your energy.
You know, I never liked the submissions in the wrestling games. I think I wouldn't mind them as much in the UFC games.
The wrestling games, they change it now. It's like a wheel where you're playing cat and mouse. One guy has the...
Yeah, I'm familiar with the new format.
So, I mean, that's way better than what the UFC... The UFC has like a weird, convoluted system where they give you the D-pad grid. Right. And the guy who's getting submitted, it has to like go left, right, up, or down. And if you hit left, right, up, or down with him, you block him from getting out of it.
No, it's not like Injustice. There's plenty of other games like that.
The Clash is at Injustice. It's kind of similar. Where you have to hit the same button.
Yeah.
Okay, but hear me out now. The submissions have like four or five parts to them, so you have to block them for like 2 or 3 seconds, and then it gives you to flick the left stick upright, left or down. Then, like, you can see if you do it right, the person is getting a little bit deeper into the submission. And it takes like 2 or 3 times doing that, and that's how you submit somebody. And it's so
that's not me,
brother.
I'm not about that.
Yeah. It's too hard. So we've just been ground and
picking some strikers, man,
kicking and punching.
Yeah.
It's all knockouts with us. But other than that, the game is great. I think the gameplay is fun. It honestly feels like a real life, like a Virtua Fighter, like back in the day, like a 1v1 type game, like a fighter game.
I got a quick question with the prevalent fight being Conor McGregor going up to two slots to fight Nate Diaz. Can you jump out of weight class in this game?
Yeah, you could have strict or no weight class, I guess.
Okay. I mean, is it affected like that? You know, Brock Lesnar versus... Yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean,
if you
take a lighter guy, if you take a Chris Weidman who's a bull, but if he goes to fight like Bigfoot Silva or something like that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If he's a striker at 90... Does that matter across the board? Like, is his pop still going to hurt Bigfoot Silva?
Not nearly as much. Like, there's when you're...
That's good. That's good that they brought that in there.
When you're fighting, basically, they have some scenarios where you get stunned, and that's when the other guy who stunned you is, like, coming at you hard, and you got to try to, like, defend it to get
right
out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, obviously the strikers have that, but, I used Conor McGregor in the highest weight class against Nate Diaz, like, what happened...
You simulated
the fight. And he's a monster in the lower weight classes, but once you got up there, he wasn't knocking out Diaz at all. Like, he was in trouble a little bit, but he wasn't getting rocked like he was in the lower weight classes.
It's cool that they do that. Mm-hmm. Max, what are you playing this week?
Well, I hit this point in Fallout where I have to pick a faction, and I don't want to betray the other factions.
No halfway crooks.
So I have not been playing it because it's been giving me anxiety. So instead, I'm playing Far Cry Primal a lot.
I think two of the factions you're allowed to join up, but like two factions out of the three main factions, you can only choose that one. You have to let one go, so to speak. Let's not
say I can't make up my goddamn mind, so Far Cry it is.
That's rough.
Which has been a good time.
Far Cry is always just like a good...
You know what?
Turok time.
I got an hour to kill, run around the place.
Is it Turok at this point, Primal?
A little bit, I guess. I don't have any cool like crossbows or nothing.
There's a lot of cool news, but I don't think I'm going to go over any because I'm informed as a person who loves video games and checks every day on the news, but I didn't write anything down, so I don't really want to go into the news...
Without any news?
Without any confirmed news. But I know the new Killer Instinct I saw, they're bringing back a couple people. Rash from Battletoads is going to be in it.
They're going to do another season of characters?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm into it. Yeah. I have it. I have like 3 characters, I think.
The original, too.
Well, they go on sale for $1 occasionally. Mm-hmm. I don't scoop them up then, but then I rarely play the game anyway.
Anyway, I've been playing XCOM 2. It's still a very nuanced game. It's still very difficult. I almost want to buy the old one. And get this. So because they didn't really have much of a tutorial in this one.
Right, just to kind of
get warmed up. You know, like get the story, because the story is like deep into it. But it's a great game. Fun game. I got to bring my laptop to the hospital and play a little bit while everyone was sleeping. You know, that's cool. Basically why I didn't buy a console game this week.
That's gamer life.
I have on my shelf, well, waiting for me is The Division. I'm going to start playing that probably this week. I bought it, downloaded it, it's ready to go. My friends are all about it, and they're not...
Everybody's on it. It's not, I'll talk about it next week.
All right.
I mean, I got it.
Oh, you got it too?
Well, my brother's got it, and I'm going to take it from him. not that I live with him, not that, you know, I'll go over his house and take it. We're adults. But
Dan just comes over there, sucking on a lollipop. He's like, oh, Division. Good game?
No, he's got nothing to say. He's got about five of my games right now. Anyway, I wanted to try it for the podcast. You know, I like to try video games so that I'm not just standing there telling everybody about how Perfect Dark was the shit. But so I'll try it for the week, and I'll test it out, and if I like it, I'll buy it. That's the way it goes. Like I said, we didn't do any news. Actually, every week since we started VG Times 3, we have explained what we're doing, but we never went through who we are. We did it a couple times when we took a couple breaks from A Squad. It was always kind of boring. That's why I didn't want to do it back. But I have one of those clips, and I guess maybe we could make fun of it a little bit if we wanted to. But at least it explains somewhat who we are. Again, I didn't want to go through it with you two again because it's like I said, it's boring to do and explain ourselves. But I get a clip from A-Squad when we originally did it. Let's take a listen to that one.
I wanted everyone to get to know us a little better. So we're going to enter our names. That's normally what we do for the guests, but we're going to enter our names this week. So right now, here we go. Please
enter your name. Oh, I forgot about the gay clip.
You first? Well, everybody.
I only built on that one.
My real name is Dan Pilkar. I go by Rise Like Phoenix on everything I own. I'm from Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. I moved up to New York when I was 15. I met these clowns.
Delaware.
I grew up playing arcade games.
It's like the first day of school.
That was my system.
I know.
The first system I got was a Sega Genesis, and then I went back and got the Nintendo because I had a lot of fun doing it. And now that I'm a big boy, I play everything. If you want to know a little something more about me, favorite series, I'm going back and forth on it, even though I have it written down.
It's Batman.
What's with the suspense?
Batman.
That's like you're looking at
me. I know, man.
Why are you looking at me to bail you?
I wanted to throw it out. I was like, well, second, yeah, I'm
I remember
sure
that. You were like, please, Brian, help me.
It's a hard
help
question.
Me.
It's a hard
I
question.
I have just one Arkham game.
I didn't mean to say
see,
it.
See, Arkham, I got it out there.
I love the fighting. I love comics, as we all do here. You'll see that later in the show.
Help
my favorite out. RPG, I happen to be like the angel of death for video games because every single video game that I cherish dies horrible deaths. That's my true. Favorite RPG is Gladios by LucasArts.
The whole company died.
Uh-huh. You did like a Cleveland Brown last
week. Barney Rubble's me.
Yeah, seriously.
My favorite fighter is a tie between Marvel Nemesis.
Nemesis.
I love it.
Didn't they make one game?
Yeah, no, they did.
It was very good.
And it was an awful comic series.
That was before Injustice
was
out.
It was bomb all
sucked.
Around.
Who's laughing
and
at Injustice, Pete?
Which was an excellent game, which never
laughing at Marvel Nemesis still.
Yeah.
I also, my favorite multiplayer experience has got to be Shadowrun.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me laugh even saying it. I like anything that... I like
that
anything
goes
innovative.
Away.
I like anything innovative. You know? So,
that's one way of putting short-lived.
It was so innovative, they couldn't make another.
It was magic and tech. How could that fucking go wrong?
No one played it.
Lots of ways.
They saw, like, a mech warriors with goblins. They're like, what the fuck is this?
Anyway, if anybody wants to play it, I'll be on all week.
I stand by
in
that.
The lobby by myself. Drinking.
Stand by it being a good game.
Waiting.
Wondering where everyone is.
Like that kid from South Park who had no Facebook friends.
By the way, I am Rise Like Phoenix on Xbox. That's what I predominantly play. There's spaces
Girardi.
Between the words. Right? If you want to hit me
Kit
up
Girardi.
On
Kit Girardi.
On the friends list, I got enough.
Look, Mom, Kyle.
Rise
Like
Phoenix,
F-E-N-I-X.
That's still true, Rise
Like
Phoenix.
Marcus. It's a very inspirational name.
Find me on Xbox. Or Steam. All right,
so that's enough about me.
Well, good old games.
Not good old games. I got that clip, too.
Fuck yeah. Giant Shock.
All right, well, I guess I'll start it off. My name is Brian Katz. I lived on Long Island my whole life, down the block. Well, same town as Max Barracuda over here. I've just been playing games my whole life. Basically, I grew up a rich kid, so every Christmas I got the new system. So I have a lot of Sega CDs, 32Xs, PES.
Wait to let the core.
Took you a while to get through that one.
I
grew up a rich kid.
Long-time friend, I can vouch.
He was.
Cool.
And I got all
cool, though.
You saw all that bling. You were like, I'm getting blinded by it.
He was very charitable.
Now you're wearing your Copy Tech t-shirt into the podcast room. How the mighty have fallen.
I mean, if you go systems that died, man, that was my favorite system that died. I love the Dreamcast. That was a great system.
That was a good system. That was a super underrated system.
Favorite fighter, like you said, was Street Fighter 2. But I mean, I don't want to be lame, so my secondary favorite fighter is Killer Instinct. I just
number
just
two,
kind of cool, just how it was.
Oh, we thought it was fun.
The animation was a lot different. The fighting style was a lot different than Street Fighter. Street Fighter was more, you know, it was innovative at the time. But then eventually, you know, after Street Fighter,
Street Fighter
two
with other guys.
They're doing that totally
on combos.
The one news story he brought up was Killer Instinct, and I was laughing at you for it.
Right. Since I don't play,
look who's still around, Killer Instinct.
I might as well just be the only guy who's going to throw out sports games and. I love FIFA. FIFA 13 is the best
since
sports game
day one.
Mm. I mean, it's just a simulation, but again, I love it. It's great. Mm-hmm. Was there any other questions that you had to answer?
Favorite game series?
I mean, for the gameplay and partially for the story is Gears of War, man. I never had more fun playing through a game at the story mode. Not even just the multiplayer is another great experience too, but the story mode I thought was the funnest story mode. Not necessarily the best story. But it was good enough that you, like, you know, that it was it went so well with the great gameplay of it.
Well, you gotta know I like it.
Yeah.
Further retrospect, it was just the gameplay, man. It's pretty badass.
Okay. Move to the next.
Max Barracuda.
Pull that thought into those.
Nice.
I was appreciated
Max
that.
Max Barracuda, a.k.a. Pete Berg. You may know me from the Painted Black podcast.
No, you don't.
You may not.
You may not.
He knew it. He knew he said it.
If not, you should. You should. Grew up here in sunny Melville, New York, Long Island. Grew up mainly a Nintendo kid. Got my start with the NES. Moved on Super Nintendo, GameCube, N64. Not in that order. Only recently.
This is actually a true fact that he was reading his bio out of Wikipedia at the time.
Big enough to have one.
Your favorite series of all
time. I like Nintendo.
I grew up in sunny Melville, Long Island.
Edited by M. Barracuda.
Fighting game, that would have to be Street Fighter.
I don't want to be lame, Street Fighter. Favorite fighting game?
What's your second favorite?
Second favorite would probably be, I do play all the Mortal Kombat. Every single Mortal Kombat, no matter how bad they are.
Still playing the last
Mortal
one.
Kombat versus DC?
Yeah.
Shame on you.
I played the shit out of that.
Come from Nemesis, man.
Yeah, Marvel Nemesis.
Shame on you.
Yeah, shame on me. More specifically, since you bring that up, Marvel versus Capcom has always had a soft spot.
Yeah. I mean, I love them. You know, X-Men.
Children of the Atom.
Children of the Atom was fine.
That's one with Omega Red,
soft
right?
Soft spot, yeah.
That was a really fun one.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite RPG. I'm a sucker for like 16-bit RPGs, so I always go back to that whole run of Chrono Trigger, Secret of Mana, any one of those. I will play Earthbound.
Yeah, not nearly as riveting as you guys. I actually know a couple games.
I'm just going to throw a little something else in there.
You're boring now, too.
Speaking of that,
what's going on?
I actually went to.
We're on the show.
Barcade this weekend for the first time.
Did you? In Brooklyn?
No, the Madden? Midtown one.
Oh, okay. I've been to the one in Brooklyn.
Yeah, played a little bit of that old school X-Men beat 'em up.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
The cabinet, was it the four?
The four-person cabinet?
Yeah.
Did you like that bar?
I loved it.
I must have that experience because
I think you went with a bunch of lames.
No, but
you went with people who don't enjoy video games.
No, I got a bunch of quarters, and then every time I wanted to play a game, it was just like...
Taken.
It wasn't that bad when I was there, and I was there with my sister and her boyfriend, mm-hmm. who are pretty young, like 23, so they knew none of these old games. So
I had a blast. I actually had a buddy that I know from Xbox, Ant, come out from San Francisco. We were like, hey, you know what? We game, so let's go over to Barcade. And I got $20 in quarters, and we were narking. And, I mean, we weren't narking on people, but we were playing Nark.
They were just like, yo, they're stealing games.
And a lot of craft beers, Barcade in Brooklyn. Good time.
No, the beers were good. It's just like any game I wanted to play. Maybe I was just there. It was too crowded.
Maybe it was busy. Would you go on Saturday or something? I met
Friday
on, like,
night or
Thursday.
Saturday night. Because
I took Friday off and met him on Thursday night.
Well, Thursday night, it's probably going to be less people there, but I was there either Friday.
I was there Saturday. On a Saturday.
Yeah?
Yeah. There was one shitty mall.
The one in Manhattan's bigger than the one in Brooklyn, too. We went to the one in Raleigh. Brooklyn, it's like small.
I was playing Super Mario, and a guy with a curly mustache was like, are you going to be on that all night? Like, all shitty, so I put in $3 for the quarters. Yeah.
Looks like I am now.
He's like, nah, psych. I didn't anyway, want to play
Now you got $3 invested in Mario.
Just to add in a little a flavor to that last clip, to reiterate since we were talking over it, I am a multiplayer guy who is definitely in it for challenging other people, mainly verbally, but I like the competitiveness. Giant Shock enjoys a good... I think your thing is you get emotionally tied to a game pretty tight, and you love sports games. And Max Barracuda, from my experience, is in it for the epic game, like the epic tale, so to speak. Is that a fair assessment, fellas?
Fair.
Yeah.
You know, because I know you love Gears, and you were heartbroken through the whole series.
You know, losing down at the end just didn't sit right with me.
No, not at all.
Just rocking naked in a chair, crying.
All around me are familiar faces.
I'm coming, baby.
Maria.
Soon see you, Maria.
I got that the actual picture of Maria from
I do too.
From the tin in the second game.
Yeah.
I'm like, Maria.
I had that up on my dashboard in the car.
I remember you had that.
And somebody asked me, is that your mom and dad? I was like, I don't even want to work with you. That's I was carpooling.
Yeah, blonde-haired you is the son of two Hispanic animated characters.
Do you remember I think it was the third game where the giveaway was the Lancer, and then you had got the Lancer, and it was like
a baby.
It was
Lancer.
A fucking not a real Lancer like you had thought.
Yeah.
Oh man, getting burned by those free giveaway things is rough. I got burned with the ear necklace from fucking.
I remember the ear keychain.
Yeah, it was a key
you
chain.
Were more excited for that thing than the game itself.
You were talking about it for a while. Yeah, I'm gonna get an ear necklace.
No, but I did want to play the game. I didn't look. You figure 50-50. You burn me
on one.
In retrospect,
they both suck.
3 years later, you get one from Loot Crate.
Yeah, for just whatever I pay for Loot Crate.
Nice. Anyway, normally we go back into the news. I brought with me my favorite news story of all time that we ever did. I think it holds up well, and it's not it holds up well through the test of time, and we're gonna play that now.
To another story, but that's a perfect segue into this one. Now, a cop was fired
for making threats online. I'll edit this. Because I want to explain it better why I picked this.
Oh, I remember that story.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, right now we normally go into the news, but like I said, I didn't bring any news. I brought this one story. It was my favorite story that we have ever done. And I like these stories because this story both fits the criteria of being timeless, we can talk about it whenever we want, and being hilarious. So here goes my favorite story we ever did.
To another story, but that's a perfect segue into this one. Now, a cop was fired for making threats online. What do you guys feel about that? Do you think that you should be held responsible online for something?
Was it during a video game?
It was.
Because that was a Workaholics episode.
It was during Call of Duty.
No. What?
That's ridiculous.
No, you should be.
That was literally a Workaholics episode.
The only thing you should be held responsible for is that if you make a meeting point with an underage child, like other than that, anything you do online is fine.
Okay, so there's a guy named Dave. He runs Hood Gaming TV, and he trolls. He's actually very funny. If anyone wants to go check him out on YouTube, I don't like the idea of people just trolling people for YouTube.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on this.
Well, here's the story. He got in a room in Call of Duty with a Jackson County Sheriff, Michael Slater. Now, we've all agreed that you shouldn't be fired from your job for what happens online. But what if you're a police officer and you start threatening people? What then?
What's he threatening with? Like, is he like, I will use my police powers to come find you and like put a bullet in you? Or is it like...
Maybe.
I banged your mom.
I fucked your mother or something like that.
At first, it was fuck your mother thing. So, what do you guys think? Fired?
No.
Not at that point.
What if... He said something like this.
About to come to a fucking paid police officer's house. I get paid to beat a like you.
Ooh. That's a dicey... I mean, I've heard shit like that online before, but it's...
It's still your private time. Like,
yeah? Well, yeah. What if you did this?
You want to know my address? Get a pencil. Get a fucking pencil. Get a fucking pencil.
Well, all right, I got it.
Please show up in my fucking... C-H-I-C-O-T. Make sure you get it right.
offering the address? I mean, at this point, should you be fired for stupidity for saying you're a cop who lives at this address, and you can obviously be fired at that point? Someone could kind of find you.
Yeah, now he's crossed the line.
No. Although
he's crossed the line.
To be fair, Dave gave out his address as well.
Talking shit, be a man.
120-45 These nuts, nigga.
Nah, I think it's all right.
I love him.
It's all good.
Point goes to the victim on that one.
All right.
That all guy right. clearly put him in his place.
So should this man be fired?
No,
not yet. What about if he went further?
I'll tell you what. Give me your phone number. I'll send you a message of me in my fucking uniform right now. I will send you a picture message to your fucking phone. That way you'll have my fucking face
a
and my goddamn
message.
Address.
Yikes.
No. It's getting dicey.
No? You don't think he abused his police privilege
enough? No, it comes to a certain point where you just...
What if you gave out personal information, such as answering this question, which he did?
What's your badge number, then? You ain't no cop.
Which he did.
I think it's totally fine for whipping some guy's ass on the internet and on a video game and just talking shit.
No, there comes a point where you're a public defender and you gotta shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no,
you're not a public defender, you're off.
Personal
time.
Opinion?
You are.
Fire that man.
You should be. You should
personal
be fired
opinion,
for that.
Fire that man. Because you're using
clearly,
the fact that you're a police officer.
Yeah, you clearly don't know how to respect your own badge. You're being an asshole. You're
threatening
I like
the
people.
Way he said it. Badge.
No.
Badge.
No. He knows just how to respect
the
badge.
Badge.
Because he's on our show not for, you know, beating up, the poor minority.
Yeah, but this could
like
escalate.
That.
This could escalate. This is the kind of asshole who would let it escalate.
I know you don't play too many multiplayer games. It never escalated one time ever. It's never. No one's ever
it has.
Really.
It has.
When?
There has. There have been stories. That
Xbox
we covered
every swatting story that is out there. It has escalated
that
to ridiculousness.
Was awesome.
All right, I'm going to pause it right now, just because I'm done with that clip. But it was.
That was your favorite story ever. We did.
Yeah. What's your favorite story ever? We did.
I don't know.
It had a good D's nuts joke in it.
Yeah, it had a great D's nuts. You took a shot of pee a little bit. What's not to like?
All right.
So that was my favorite news. I didn't bring a bunch of news clips because, believe it or not, yeah, most of our news is past. You know, news is has an expiration date, most of it.
I was imagining when you said timeless, it was going to be like, this Xbox Kinect is going to go forever.
No. Or when we were talking about Xbox 720, remember?
720?
Speculating on the Xbox 720 and about how the Kinect was going to be great.
I think this Wii U thing's really going to take off.
Mm. We were speculating on what the Wii was before it was
Wii U. We didn't even know that came out.
Like, no.
What happened?
No. We didn't. Never enjoyed that one.
I was at GameStop. They're like, would you like to buy something for the new Wii U? I'm like, what the hell is the Wii U? I have a video game podcast. I don't know what the fuck this is, but...
On the show, we also used to have debates. Which were my favorite. That was definitely my favorite section. What was your favorite section of A Squad? What do you guys feel?
I love Danny's top five, man.
Oh, yeah. Novus Redemptor used to have top five.
Top five.
They're terrible.
Just so boring. Sorry, Danny.
Sorry, Danny.
We couldn't tell you face to face, man. We're cowards.
Hey, man. I'll let you hear it now on the podcast. Yeah. When you did... My personal favorite top five Mario Kart games.
Oh, like, what was there? Like four or five tops?
There were only five games.
We found some game.
I had six. You could have just said the one I didn't like.
The Wii U one. The fucking new one.
We did a bunch, man. We did, what did we do? We did Meet an Indie Developer. We did Old School Game of the Week. We did A Squad Confessions. Confessions, I think I'll bring back.
Confessions was fun.
Confessions was good, where we discussed something that we were ashamed to admit. Like, I remember one of mine was, and to this day, I walked in fourth grade and I was like, oh, guys, I beat Friday the 13th for an NES. Man, I didn't beat that shit. Nobody beat that shit.
Nobody wanted to.
And every kid couldn't call the bluff because they never beat it, so they couldn't know what it was like.
Like, oh, what was it like? And I was like, oh, this big shark came out.
Freddy.
Started dancing. Max, real fast, what was yours?
I always liked the quizzes.
Yeah.
I still like the quizzes.
You like winning the quizzes. Now, how's it feel running the quizzes for a while now?
It's a lot more work than I thought.
Yeah, it is a lot more work than you thought.
To find, like, questions that they wouldn't just know every week has got to be rough, because I did it the one week and I was like, if I have to do this for multiple weeks, this is going to get pretty rough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first 2 weeks it was like coming right out of my head. It was like, I know this,
Now it's been like, this is the fourth one I've written. I'm like, I don't know what to do anymore.
I did it for years, man. I did it for years. Well, and then I'd come in and I'd be like, oh, it's a word association quiz. And the Giant Shock would be like, oh, man.
Well, occasionally you'd come up with those weeks where you're like, all right, question one. Rhymes with spectroid.
Right. Well, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. Anyway, mine was the debates. You guys had some epic debates. I brought my favorite, of course, because why wouldn't I? Why would I bring my second favorite? But a couple of them were pretty good. This one was probably my favorite.
Move on to our section called Great Debates, which is where Max and Giant Shock debate things for my amusement.
Fuck you. I can't wait for this.
As well as the amusement of people at home. Tonight's going to be an attack and defense format.
We used to have Snickers in the pot.
This week, the question is MLG good for gaming? Does Major League Gaming help legitimize gaming as a pastime, or is it a way for corporate cash grab that helps divide the gaming community? This week, Max will be channeling his inner Barracuda while he attempts to discredit the league, while Giant Shock will be doing his best to defend the house that Dr. Pepper built.
Mountain Dew.
No, Dr. Pepper's Major League Gaming. Mountain Dew is Halo.
All the gamers drink Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
They give you extra points.
I'm going to go with Max first because he's the attacker.
Okay, attacking. All right, I'm going to go a different way than strictly corporate. We all know corporate. Major League Gaming seems like a good idea on paper, but it actually just casts a negative light on gaming and gamers in general. And first, I want to clarify, using the term Major League Gaming is a misnomer. You might as well say Major League Halo or Major League Call of Duty, because you don't call Major League Baseball Major League Sports. It's more specific than that.
Shit, okay. I drink every time I hear Major League.
And in featuring the certain games that they do, I want to point out attention to people who aren't gamers who are hearing the news stories about these things. You look at these, and it looks like nothing but brain-dead shoot-em-ups and nothing of the art form that video games have become. I think the problem with Major League Gaming isn't necessarily the corporate sponsorships. I think it's the gamers themselves. Take, for example, the 2012 Street Fighter Cross Tekken Tournament Cross Assault scandal. And I can already see Ken rolling his eyes before I even say it, just in my head. But there was an incident there where the mindset of a gamer shouldn't be something that is viewable by the general public. Because as gamers, we're used to a certain level of behavior. Right?
He was just screaming, right?
Worse than that. And I'm going to get these names wrong. I wrote these names down.
All right.
In this case, the comments of the Tekken team captor, Aris Bakhtanians, became so vitriolic that...
No, that's how you say it. I know that guy.
Because... I got another one here. It became so vitriolic and sexist that it caused Miranda Pacazzi...
Mm-hmm.
What country are we talking about
this
here?
This is here, but...
She's here. We used to date.
That she actually had to forfeit the game in disgust. And then when asked for comment, this guy Aris actually fired back that they're saying sexism and gaming are one and the same. And, well, this seems pretty commonplace to guys like us who play online games and everything. Is this the portrait we want to paint of ourselves as gamers to the mainstream media that all of a sudden swoops in and picks up this story?
Yes.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
That's what I was expecting.
No.
In a world where video games are blamed for violence, sexism, racism, antisocial behavior...
stupid people.
Do we really need a forum such as this where the worst of us are regularly featured?
I'm crushing
it. And this isn't an isolated incident. I did a little... looking on YouTube, it took me 2 seconds to find a Call of Duty championship.
We're not going to take it.
Ah, shit.
No.
Aris vitriolic.
Still heckling
whatever.
From the future.
Blackanians.
Yeah, you can't.
Blackanian.
Hey, let me finish my argument.
We're
debating. Yeah. We're not chiming.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Right.
It took me 2 minutes to find a Call of Duty championship match that not only featured violent taunting and berating language, but also devolved into violence within minutes. And it's hard to see how an ignorant housewife, you know, mother... researching if the game's okay for a son would come to the conclusion that video games reduce us to animal behavior within minutes. And so in closing, I do think that Major League Gaming is a good idea if it can get to a certain point, because gamers pour as much of their time and effort into the games as any professional athlete might, but we've become so numb to the irresponsible and stupid behavior of athletes, but Major League Gaming is still too fresh and unfamiliar to the world that is looking for a scapegoat to pin every single problem on. So I say until Major League Gaming collectively decides to grow up and this behavior is kind of toned down a little bit and we treat it like a sport, it's bad for the industry because everyone's going to look at it as the cause of our problems.
Okay. That's a good argument. John Chakrabal?
All right. I'm going off the cusp again. but
cuff. Okay, he didn't
I'm going
do
off
any.
The cusp, baby.
He didn't
You'll
do
go
any
off
reason.
The cusp. You go off the cusp.
Oh no, he goes. off
Brian's cusp. Going off the cusp.
Okay.
Anyway, was it? The internet has become an anonymous wasteland where people can't be challenged for their words. Right. Major League Gaming has gotten together these cyber athletes together, and now you can see face-to-face who you're fucking with. There's no, oh, when I see you, I'll buy you a ticket to come to my house and fuck you up. You're gonna get together, and you're going to play a game 10 feet away from the other guy, and you can't say dumb shit like that no more, all right? There's these athletes, all right, these cyber athletes, like I said before, all right, they get sponsorships. Where can a guy like you, Pete, play a video game with your thumbs and make money from Mountain Dew, all right? Fucking, right now, you're wearing a Gears of War t-shirt, right? How many kids made money off of Gears of War that would never have done anything with themselves at all by playing that game, all right?
You?
Right? Also, I mean, like, you know what? I do enjoy maybe a competition like you don't do. You don't like sports, all right? So you won't get it, all right? I mean, maybe
you're not debating Pete Berg.
Resorting to personal attacks?
No. I'm
saying,
sorry.
This is
not personal attacks. All right, but like you don't.
Your
don't,
Honor,
you're dumb and but, you can't read well.
but all right, but people like sports, like competition, and where else can you find the best competition at a particular game than a major league game?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys they get big clans together, and they are mostly for the shooters and whatnot, but they also have them for the other games too. And you know it's a big business, man. Like you're not getting, no one's getting charged here for Major League Gaming, and it's pretty cool that like kids like you or me or you know, or any of us over here can maybe be a professional, the professional cyber athlete, and perhaps make a living like that, like some of these kids do. And
we're coining phrases on this show.
Oh yeah,
professional cyber athlete.
I'm not getting behind that.
Yeah, and as far as like people getting stabbed at a thing, I mean, that happens in sports, man. Last year, the opening game of the Dodgers and the Giants, some guy got beat to death in a parking lot. Mm-hmm. Yo, when competition comes, shit gets fucking fierce, man. That's all it is. It's competition.
You don't think it was two people who met on the internet who just happened to pick the Dodgers parking lot as a arena for battle?
They were actually playing MLB 2K. Right. They were like, "You meet me at Dodger Stadium,
gaming,
and I'm gonna stab you."
Gaming doesn't cause violence, just because there's some separate incidents, like you said before, I'm not going to play that Major League Gaming. I think Major League Gaming in a whole is good for all the games because it promotes them on a big stage as far as like competition. And you know, I do enjoy seeing, you know, who wins these things sometimes. And if you get invited to a clan, it's pretty cool, man. Like my clan's top ranked in the world or whatever. It's a pretty cool thing. And I hope they do continue this and maybe even get to a bigger platform.
So that's a fucking roundabout way of saying I'm never getting laid.
I mean,
no. None of this has anything to do with you ever getting laid, Barman.
Dong. That was the first dong you ever gave out. Right there. Like, in the future, you get a dong.
Yeah. The drum guy wouldn't even hit the cymbal.
So I like that one because it showed the two different styles that you guys do mostly. Giant Shock always going off the cusps. And Max always came pretty prepared. There was another one I was going to go with, an epic one, where Max took a nosedive when you guys were debating multiplayer games versus single player. I decided to give you, Giant Shock, the multiplayer, the debate to fight for single player.
I remember this one.
And you, the single player guy, doing the multiplayer, and you tanked it and pretended that it was awesome to call people racial slurs and whatnot and got disqualified. I was going to play that one. But I like the fight, you know? The debateness of the debate was very debating.
I'm glad we gave you enough debate in that debate.
It was great.
There was a lot of debate there.
Mm-hmm. Great debate. Anyway, I think we're going to go into a commercial. And by commercial, I'm going to play some of our old commercials that I loved and I never thought that I'd have to bring up again. And yet here we are.
All right, at home, if you have to take a piss, you can just take it now. This is part of the show.
Yeah, as with most commercials, that has nothing to do with the quality of the commercial.
Or it's probably just on your phone, so listen while you piss.
Or you can wait for Pete's history. Maybe I'll throw one up. There we go.
Do you want to meet Ace One? Well, all right. Here's your chance to meet them live. June 14th to 15th at the Cradle of Aviation Museum in Garden City, New York, it's Ace Guadalupalooza Con Festival, also known as a Turtle Con. It's going to be sick! And you won't believe what they'll be doing, just as Ace Guad's own Rise Like Phoenix.
We don't know what we're going to be doing.
That's right, fans, it's up to you! Want tournaments? You'll get tournaments! Quizzes for prizes? Why not? You can even fist fight us if you think you're hard enough. Step up and get laid out!
That's right, guys, we're looking for ideas for the Eternal Con. So
you guys don't remember these? That was very monster trucky.
At A-Squad Podcast or on Twitter at A-Squad Gamers. So we could definitely use the help, thanks.
There was one that you did, like, Saturdays.
Yeah, yeah, I got that. A-Squad is not
responsible for Sunday,
do you love A-Squad? Of course you do! Well, here's your chance to meet them live! March 29th and March 30th at the Best Western in Mill River Manor, Long Island, New York. It's LICON, the East Coast's newest sci-fi gaming and anime festival. Come meet three of the members of A-Squad. The handsome and courageous Rise Like Phoenix, the charismatic Giant Shock, and the saltiest take 'em or leave 'em bastard you've ever met, Max Barracuda! Sunday, 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 and Saturday, Saturday first, then Sunday, 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 be there.
That's Danny. Danny couldn't hold it together. Danny's our buddy who moved to Texas. He was the fourth Novus Redemptor.
Give me a old four.
Boom. Four. And
technically five. We have Victor.
Oh, Victor's still around. Yeah. So, anyway, I got one more commercial. It's from the SoundCloud. Anyone can check it out at the RL Phoenix Esquire. And this was my favorite commercial when we changed a bunch of shit from the show back when we used to get a little feedback from the fans, you motherfuckers. You know who I'm talking to.
All right, guys, you may notice that there are some changes in the show, and you will notice more changes, and I want you guys to know that we really do listen to all of your suggestions when you hit us up with ideas for the show. So I'm going to read off a couple, and we're going to implement them, all right? So Jennifer asks, why don't you guys go over what games are out this week anymore? We'll do that from now on. I know we used to do that, and we don't anymore. We generally just go over what we're playing, but we'll go over what's out for the week. She also has a follow-up question. What day are you on? What day we're on? We're on Wednesdays from now on. We'll be on Wednesdays. We record on Wednesdays, and we're going to throw it up right after, so it's all fresh and new. We used to do it on a delay, and before anyone asks, yes, that did create a episode that we didn't air. Don't worry, it was a very Novus heavy episode. You're not going
to
miss it.
We really gave it to him back then.
Next.
Gave it to him today. What are you talking about?
The Baggin' Dragon.
I think I remember the payoff.
Yeah.
He says, yeah. Your new theme sucks. Change it.
That was a guy named John who told us a theme
first
suck.
Off, you suck, but... All right, we can change it. I enjoy making them, and if it's not your favorite one, fine. I'll make a new one. And lastly, we have, please have Rise Like Phoenix stop wearing those tank tops to the studio. It's so sexy it hurts. Username M Barracuda. All right, fine, cool. I'll wear t-shirts from now on. Just stop sending that message every week. All right, guys, so that's it. If you have any more suggestions, then please, please hit us up and enjoy the show with the new intro. Thanks.
Thanks for living up to your word and wearing t-shirts from
now on. Oh, t-shirts from now on, buddy. And the last one that we had, this one was a Halo one, I think. What came out? ODST, maybe. And in honor of it, I was asking for a little feedback, which I still ask for. So I hope fans of VG Times 3 take this A-Squad commercial to heart. Because I mean it.
Feedback.
Oh, man. Why'd that start in the middle of it?
It's appreciated.
God damn it.
Feedback. Huh. Feedback again? Are you serious?
God, feedback!
Doesn't your wife come in?
What the hell's going on in there?
Nothing. It's this guy on the other team. His name's Feedback. Feedback isn't always appreciated. But here at A-Squad, we love it! So make sure to leave us a review of the show on iTunes or hit us up on the Facebook and tell us what you want to hear us talk about. Nothing too weird.
Alright. That was my favorite. I still mean it. I need a little feedback from the show guys to make it better. Or just tell us to go off the air and
yo,
go fuck
whatever,
ourselves.
Whatever happened to that Halo Ninja feedback, man?
Oh, no. He got his.
Never heard from him again.
No. He beat me, I guess. Ironically, I never heard from him again. All right, so that kind of wraps up all the little clips I wanted to do and whatnot. That about wraps up the show. I told everyone that it was going to be a clip show. I loved reminiscing with the old show. I think the new show is going to go on further, and I'm going to bring some of those elements back. So lastly, I'm going to have one more clip, but first, before that, I want that to end the show with. I wanted to ask you guys what you guys think of the old show, what you guys think of the new show, if we should do a little merger of the two.
You know what? The old show, like listening to all those old clips, it kind of, it's weird because just hearing our voices, we sound just different now and a lot more comfortable on the mics.
I sound crazy different with my voice back.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, Max, too, he's more like full with his voice now and much more like
Max.
We got better microphones
and hosts his own show now. Max has his own show.
Well, yeah, Painted Black Comic. He's OG having his own show too. I mean, like, but anyway, and like even myself, like there's a lot less stuttering now, I think. And but back in the day, we were like, you know, there's a million ideas going on real quick.
I think I was reading a little more of a notebook too.
Yeah, but you know, it was kind of cool. It was like, you know, it feels that it was far like a long, long time ago, but it really wasn't. And it, you know, seeing what we had like then is pretty cool, man. Like, just like our thoughts of what our favorite series was and our games and, you know, a lot of that stuff holds true.
I still love Arkham and Shadowrun.
Yeah.
It's just funny to picture, too, recording in the old place.
Yeah,
the first the echoey candy dish in the middle of the table room.
AC going up.
In the podcast/kitchen.
Yeah, and then Dan, that was my favorite part of any of the clips was you eating the Snicker bar. We were like, what the fuck is he eating?
I think it was probably the episode after Halloween. I'm going to have to check it out. But you had like a bunch of Snickers on the table for whatever reason. We don't do that anymore.
Too tempting, man.
We'll bring the beers in occasionally.
Yeah.
I do miss a lot of the quirkiness. I think I'm just going to bring that back.
Yeah, I thought it was fun and every week, you know, one of mainly you just did the, you know, a new video clip or came up with a new segment.
Whatever pertains to the news.
Yeah, and, you know, how we did the quizzes, you did them most of the time and you always had like a theme and then you'd like have one of us do them every once in a while, try to put our flavor to it.
I like the new quizzes.
Yeah.
Even if I start doing them again, then, you know, I'm probably going to stick that format, pretty cool format.
Yeah, well, I guess my good segue into the new show, like the new stuff we've done in this show. I like you said, man, I think the quiz, the way it went from just like a random question but with a theme quiz to it being a structured game is kind of cool.
Pretty dope.
Mm. And then Pete put his flavor on that with like all the little bells and whistles with the, you know, the what are they called, the perks. All the perks you get. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, his quality of questions is just better than mine. I just pretty much was like, it's pretty basic stuff with me.
So I wanted to address the listeners with one point from the old show that we haven't been doing the new show because we've been getting back into our groove, but we're back into the groove. The groove's back, baby. We used to have guests all the time, and I didn't care how much you gamed, how many hours you put in per week, or what your system was. If you played a handheld, Tiger handheld, then you could be a guest on the show. And I still mean that. So if anybody wants to, we have new technology. Technology has come a long way since 2013. We can now Skype people into the show.
We've learned how to Skype.
Yeah, Skype was around in 2013, but we finally figured it out.
That the day we first Skyped, it felt like we landed on the moon. We were like, whoa, yeah. Can you believe it?
So if anyone wants to be on the show, please, please. I love guests. Next week, we'll have Victor Belmont back. I've talked to him about coming back. He was a staple of the last show. And we're going to start bringing on a lot of different people. We're going to have the guest that I talked about the first episode of VG Times C from Telltale. I didn't want to get him back until we were comfortable again. And I'm comfortable. We're back.
cool.
So, yeah, hit us up on Twitter, VGX3 Radio, or VGX3 on Facebook, and just let us know what you want us to do. And finally, to end the show, I know I've been ending the show on 90s pop songs, but since we started VG3, it has
we're
come
going
up.
80s?
It's come up occasionally, a fight between myself and Full Metal Phoenix, my brother.
Oh, yeah. We've been talking about this
every time they tease me about having something on Good Old Games instead of Steam, it's because I don't have a Good Old Games account. Not that I have anything against Good Old Games.
I heard different.
Yeah. But he wouldn't let it
you
go.
You gotta have a Good Old Games.
For those of you still listening, you're in for a treat.
So I decided to end the show on that, and the listeners could tell me who was right and who was wrong. So, just to give a quick intro, we were fighting over a turn of phrase on whether I owned all of the Heroes in Might and Magic in its entirety on Steam, which is impossible, of course, or if I had just briefly mentioned that all the Heroes of Might and Magic that I do currently own are on Steam.
You're guilty of having Good Old Games, son. I know that.
We were guilty of having a brawl, and that's why that ended up not being our first episode of VG Times 3.
Enjoy the Peter Gabriel.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So, from us to you, thanks for playing. Heroes of Might Magic, I play it all the fucking time.
Okay, yeah, they're on Good Old Games, I'm telling you right now.
I don't care where they're on. They're also on CD base somewhere. I don't play it on that either.
And you don't play it on
They also have a role-playing game on paper. I don't play that shit either. I play it all on Steam. It's on Steam. I play it on Steam. I bought it on Steam, so I play it on Steam.
On Steam? Because they don't fucking have it. Just like they don't have any of the Heroes besides the newest one.
The Heroes are on Steam.
You play Heroes 3, and it is on Good Old Games.
It's not on Good Old Games, bro. Why would I lie? I'm going to cut all this. Why the fuck would I lie about Good Old Games?
I don't think you're lying. I just think you're fucking crazy. Like, what?
Why would I lie about having Steam?
I play the same fucking game, and it's on Good Old Games.
You play it because you have no fucking money.
Right. It was $4 on Good Old Games.
You play it on emulator on Good Old Games.
Right. It's not on fucking Steam.
I don't give a fuck about cheap-ass Good Old Games.
Do you play Mario on Steam? No, because it's not fucking there.
Right.
Neither is that game.
Right. I agree Mario's not on Steam. Heroes is on Steam.
It is not on fucking
Steam. Somebody look this up. Somebody Google Heroes of Might Magic on Steam.
You gotta look that up, man.
It's on fucking Steam. No. I play the new one.
Steam.
On Steam.
Show me it.
How, bro? How? You think I keep Steam in my fucking pocket?
That little device, yeah, in your hand right now, connects to the internet. Look that shit up.
I have my shit on airplane mode so I don't get a phone call while I'm doing the show.
Oh, put it off. Like, what are you fucking
It's doing? On Steam. Heroes of Magic. All right,
I got the answer.
Steam.
Right. I got the answer.
Heroes 3?
Of course it's on Steam. I didn't say I play Heroes 3. I play the new one. I just said I downloaded it fucking 2 months ago.
Okay, I got the answer right here.
There you go.
What do you want, 3 or 5?
3.
Because both are on
They're
Steam.
They're all on Steam!
No. They're not.
Yeah, this they are. So is Sid Meier's Civilization, which I play.
That's the one made by that French company, yeah.
Yes, I have that one also. I have everything that is available in the Heroes of Might and Magic world, I own on Steam.
I don't think so, man.
I don't know why you don't think so, but I don't
fucking care.
I have
the first couple
care.
Of Heroes, and they're all on Good Old Games. Dungeon Keeper 2, all those like old-ass games. I don't know what that is.
Steam, man.
Steam, Peter Gabriel. Are we done proving that I play Heroes of Might and Magic on Steam?
Nobody show me Heroes 3. Nobody show me.
Take a drink every time you hear the word Steam.
It's on.
Show me it.
Get back.
Pete, can you show him it's on Steam?
That'd be great.
Uh-oh. I got an update. The link that I thought led to Heroes of Might and Magic 3 on Steam was somebody complaining that Heroes of Might and Magic 3 is not on Steam currently.
Guess where it is?
I don't fucking care if it's on Good Old Games. I don't even know what Good Old Games is.
Why are you fucking lying? What are you embarrassed about Good Old Games?
I know, I don't play it.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I play Heroes of Might and Magic. I said I play the new one.
You know what? Bullshit, man. The new one came out like 2 weeks ago. You don't fucking have
it. It came out 2 months ago, and the one before that is also on Steam.
I will live broadcast walk into your house in 2 hours. You do not have that fucking game.
I have... I don't know why you said three. I don't have fucking three.
That's the one you play with.
I have every single one that is available on Steam on Steam.
So one. You have one fucking game.
There's more than one.
There
on
is
Steam.
One Heroes available.
No,
on Steam.
There's whichever one that has.
It was made by a French company, and that's
I found a link on a forum that says, just buy it on Good Old Games.
No shit.
Nah, dude. I own multiple Heroes of Might Magics
there
on
is
Steam.
One Heroes on Steam. It is five. It's made by the French company that made it a big steaming pile.
There's
of
more
shit.
Than one. There's more than
there's one.
There's
there
two.
One
there's
game.
Two. There's two.
Maybe the newest one. That
there's
came
two.
Out
fuck
two
face.
Weeks ago,
I win.
2 months ago.
I win. Good old dick.
You fucking lost. You
no,
said you
I
own
don't.
All of them
I
on Steam.
I say you keep this, man. This is the best part of the
nah,
show.
Nah, man. I'm not
done.
Doing it because it's just him screaming.
You said you
I
own
said
all
I play Halo. I said I play
wrong.
Heroes of Might Magic on Steam, and Jay's just like, you don't play Heroes of Might and Magic 2 on Steam. And I'm
like,
I didn't fucking say that.
No, no. Your exact words, I have them all. They're all on Steam.
I have all the ones available on Steam.
So one fucking game.
No, it's not one game. We just you just consented that it was two.
I said it might be the new one. The new one might be. I have not been following the series. Five. Anything before five is not on Steam.
I don't know.
You're goddamn right. You know.
I play whichever new ones come.
Oh
out.
Shit! Further update. It's no. That's six.
Nope.
Wait. There's three. They got three right there.
I just bought the Heroes of Magic fucking package.
Heroes of Might and Magic 3. HD edition.
It's like
so
this stays.
All right. All right. If there's an HD edition, maybe.
HD
oh
edition
yeah. Now we're consenting.
$15.
How do you only have one drawstring on that hoodie, bro?
What are you wearing, a fucking band
what
shirt?
What is going on with that, dude?
Is that a bootleg band
Where's
shirt?
Where's the other side of your drawstring?
I don't know. Somewhere in my fucking hood. You're wearing your brother-in-law's free hat and a work shirt. Like, who the fuck are you yelling at?
Where did
at?
You get that hat?
It looks like you're wearing a Kangol hat. It's pulled so far back.
It looks like you cut off your sleeve and tied it into a hat.
You look like that guy from Hackers that sold everyone out. You know what I'm talking about? He's like, oh, yeah. Tastes like a real steak. I don't know the fucking difference.
You're talking about fucking...
You're dressed like Future from the from Eminem's movie 8 Mile.
You couldn't be more burgundy. Like,
Joe Paglioni.
Yeah, right. You need a big gold hoop. Like, you got that Stark setup. I don't hear your mouth.
You got that generic GTA 4 look to you. That's just black hoodie, black hat. That's
everybody,
that.
Everybody
that's
in
that.
That game's not a
like TJ before he went to the barbershop. That's what you look like.
Cool. Rather that than sell out Neo.
You
right?
Look like you're repping. You look like you're repping Whatever. Grove Street.
Okay, that's cool. I'm not hooked up to a machine supplying heat.
I don't know what that means.
Power
man.
Their electronics.
Don't be embarrassed because you lost the Steam argument, bro. That's cool.
I didn't fucking lose. There's newer ones. That's it. You
what
said you own them all on Steam. They're not.
I own every Steam. Single one that's possible.
So what fucking
on
game?
It's not one game. We just proved you wrong, dude.
You don't own the HD remix.
You lost, man.
You lost.
Throw that spaghetti up on your shoulder and move on, dude. Get the fuck out of here. You lost. Go home, write a little something else. Maybe you take on the Big Dog then.
You lost. It's just because you don't.
I didn't
oh, wait,
lose.
Start back
just
up.
You don't concede that you lose. Doesn't
I didn't lose. It's on Steam. I win.
There's no fucking game.
I win,
it.
Dude.
No, man. You lose.
No, I win.
No, I declare you lose. That's it.
I don't give a fuck what you declare.
Well, I don't give a fuck what you say either. So, look at that.
Did either of you ever think that you would be straight up arguing over this song?
Yes.
Yeah, I could.
I don't think it's the
it
first
happening.
Time.
Yeah, I could have seen it happening.
Yeah, I can see it.
All right. That was fun.
That, yeah. You should keep all that. I think it's all.
I'm not keeping any of that, man.
Well, I'm fucking wrong. I wouldn't keep that shit either. I'd boot that right up.
I'm not wrong.
You don't
go home. Look on Steam. It's there.
They're not all on Steam. You're wrong.
I didn't say they're all on Steam. I say I play all the ones that are on Steam.
You're being recorded.
I said it's not a tape, you loser.
Whatever. All right. You know, recycle the bites. I don't give a shit. Like, whatever. You're wrong.
Whatever, you know, man.
Spit them back out.
You go home to your free sites and you pay half shirt and you.
That's a free shirt from your fucking job. Who are you talking to?
Vans?
Yeah, right? It looks like it's...
What do you think, I work for Vans, dude?
I can't see from
think
here.
I'm an electrician for Vans?
It looks like the Heinz Ketchup logo from here, bro. Like, who the fuck made that?
I can't
where
believe you,
you
even
that?
Keep that drawstring hanging. You look
like that
fool.
Bob's Big Store shit and your fucking brother-in-law's free hat. And you're
what if it gets
me?
Cold? You're going to cinch up just your right ear, dude? What's going on?
Cold.
Pull that shit out.
If it gets cold, I'm covered. You're sitting in a t-shirt. Where's your shit? Drinking Bud Light.
I have a sweater also. I took it off. It's
hot.
You tied
it around
dude.
Your waist like you're a fucking 40-year-old. Like, get out of here.
They all listen to the song.